Yes, Olaf,
agreed the hoarse voice of the man with a beard but no hair, although Violet and Quigley could not see him.
Our recruitment plan will happen first thing in the morning, so we need you to help spread the net out on the ground.
Can't you ask one of our employees? Asked Esme. There's the hook-handed man, the two white-faced women, and the three freaks we picked up at the carnival. That's 8 people, if you include yourselves, to spread out the net. Why should we do it?
The 4 black shoes stepped toward Esme's stylish pumps and Olaf's tattoo.
You'll do it, said the woman with hair, but no beard, because I say so.
There was a long, ominous pause, and then Count Olaf gave a little high-pitched laugh.
That's a good point, he said. Come on, Esme. We've bossed around the baby, so there's nothing else to do around here anyway.
That's true, Esme agreed. In fact, I was thinking about taking up smoking again because I'm bored. Do you have any more of those green cigarettes?
I'm afraid not,
replied the man with a beard but no hair, leading the villains away from the car.
That's the only one I found.
That's too bad, Esme said. I don't like the taste or the smell, and they're very bad for you, but cigarettes are very in, and I'd like to smoke another one.
Maybe there's another one in the ruins of headquarters,
said the woman with hair but no beard.
It's hard to find everything in those ashes. We searched for days and couldn't find the sugar bowl.
Not in front of the baby,
Olaf said quickly, and the 4 pairs of shoes walked away. Violet and Quigley stayed underneath the car until Sunny said,
Coast clear,
which meant something like, It's safe to come out now.
Those were terrible people,
Quigley said with a shudder, brushing oil and grime off his coat. They made me feel cold all over.
They certainly had an aura of menace,
Violet agreed in a whisper.
The feet with the tattoo were Count Olaf, and those glittery shoes were Esme Squalor. But who were the other two, Sunny?
Anno Narcinist,
Sunny murmured. She meant something along the lines of, I don't know, but they burned down VFT headquarters. And Violet was quick to explain this to Quigley.
Klaus has found an important message that survived the fire, Violet said. By the time we take you down the waterfall, I'm sure he'll have decoded the message. Come on.
No go,
Sunny said, which meant, I don't think I ought to accompany you.
Why on earth not? Violet asked.
Unisank,
Sunny said. Sunny says that the villains have mentioned one more safe place for volunteers to gather, Violet explained to Quigley.
Do you know where it is? Quigley asked.
Sunny shook her head.
Olafile,
she said.
But if Count Olaf has the Snicket file, Violet said, how are you going to find out where this safe place is?
Matahari,
she said, which meant something like, if I stay, I can spy on them and find out.
Absolutely not, Violet said, after she had translated. It's not safe for you to stay here, Sunny. It's bad enough that Olaf has made you do the cooking.
Locks,
Sunny pointed out.
But what are you going to make for a false spring dinner? Violet asked.